Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're back, and we're better than ever here. This is the Outcast Podcast. So happy that we're here for yet another episode. We're up in the hundreds. I can't even tell you what number we're on because we've done so many damn episodes.
That's a lot of
103, I think.
This is 103.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, okay. That number's been popping up for me lately.
What you gonna play on? You gonna play them numbers tonight? 103.
I should. I don't play lottery though.
Get the midday.
Turn my sound.
Okay.
Turn your sound. What do you got?
Oh no!
I think you popped a boner.
Okay, we're good. Yeah.
Oh, now, good thing. Now we can start the show now that we have your boner sound.
Yeah, that was just the first button
can
I pushed.
Can we get a poop joke, too, while you're at it there, 12-year-old? Thank you. What are we, Morgan to Morgan?
This episode is being brought to you by Liquid IV. Of course, we stay hydrated, and we get all the minerals and vitamins the body needs from our friends at Liquid IV. If you want to save some money, go to liquidiv.com and use our promo code when you check out. It's Outcast, because that's us. We're the Outcast Podcast.
Yeah, we are.
We do have a brown man, we have a black man, and a white man. They all walk in to do a podcast, and this is what you get.
He's doing some blow.
We'll start with the brown man. Where is the brown man? Let's put him up on the screen.
What's going on?
Out of border.
How you doing?
What's up, brown man?
Brown.
Hey, I'm legal. I've been legal.
How's everything going?
Totally wrong, bro. Everything's good, fam. How about you?
I'm doing really good, man.
You Gucci?
It's great to see you. We've got...
You're ready to make us do some shit we don't want to do?
Yep. The white man is here. What's going on, white man? It's not unusual. You
want to be loved by anyone.
What is your shirt? Perfect song. What's your shirt say, Tomcat?
You got to give him the old razzle dazzle.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know, but there's a cat, so I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Kitty!
He is Tomcat.
It made me laugh when I saw it, so I bought it.
I like kitties.
And we have...
I pet them.
The blackest berry of them all.
And they say the blacker the berry, too, baby. The
juice is sweet. There he is.
Skerplunk.
Shut up.
Looking good. You had a late night.
He did want to do the R. Kelly album for
I did. I think it's a good idea. I really do. I really think it's a good idea.
I knew that was coming up.
Album is amazing.
We had a conversation on our last podcast, which we do vinyl albums, called Them Vinyl Boys.
Yes.
Check it out. Like and subscribe. Cross reference.
Like and subscribe.
But we were arguing, not arguing, but debating whether we should do R. Kelly for our next album.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
What do you guys think?
I think we should do it. Because, you know, I can separate him from his music. Like, his music is a genius.
His nasty.
He's crazy as hell.
Dude, just say.
But you heard that shit. Look,
that's great.
I say we should do R. Kelly's 12 Play, because that album is amazing. If you haven't heard it, you got to check it out.
That should
be our next Vinyl Boys episode, cross reference.
My problem is that before a dude sitting around listening to, you know, Bump and Grind, I got a real problem with that.
Wait a minute.
Nobody take any boner
bump
pills.
And grind? What you got against some Bump and Grind? A dynamite! Bump and Grind.
What are we going to do? Keep it on the down low? We're not going to let anybody know?
You know, that's up to your discretion.
I might be sick next week.
Can't handle the truth.
Oh, knock it
let's,
off.
Let's get kidding, into some of our topics that we have coming up. We have the dumbest cop ever. There's also
a
video game that we've been waiting a decade for that we're going to talk about coming up.
Is it Punch Out?
Nope. Even better than
Larry the Lounge Lizard.
Nope. Excite Bike.
I loved Excite Bike.
That sounds fun.
Hell yeah. Remember Excite Bike?
I do. I haven't played that in forever.
Paperboy.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Man, Zelda.
Let's talk about it.
Zelda's fun.
Yeah.
We'll also talk about the NBA All-Star game. The ratings are in. Do we think the ratings are up? Are they down in the All-Star game?
Probably
we'll
down.
Talk about that. Also, Killer Mike, who just walked away with some Grammys and walked away in handcuffs.
Yeah.
He was on one of the talk shows, and he made a pretty bold statement.
Hot take.
We'll talk about his hot take.
Oh, shit.
Donald Trump has some brand new sneakers. Would you cop a pair? We'll talk about those.
Quiet.
Sporting them bitches right now.
And what else do we have on the list? And it was President's Day. If we get to it, we'll talk about our favorite presidents. But first, this was Tomcat's idea. We are kind of morphing a theme song for the Outcast podcast. And we really wanted to see what ChatGPT and artificial intelligence could do for writing us a theme song. So we typed in a few things and told our supercomputer here at the studio a little bit about our show. And then it spit out these lyrics. And now we have an official theme song. So we're going to try to record it live. I mean, this is live radio.
We'll live right now.
We'll
like,
do it live.
This
it.
Is live, live, live.
It's
like,
gonna
right.
be terrible, everybody.
Hey, speak for yourself, Jack.
No, I can rap.
We'll find out.
I'm talking about everybody else.
Okay, this particular song has two verses. It's got one hook, one bridge, and an outro. So I'll take verse one. We'll all sing the hook. Tomcat, you jump on verse two.
Woo! Excited.
We're gonna throw it to Memphis on the bridge, and then Ramo G, you will be the caboose.
Fucking outro.
You'll be bringing it home.
Thank you.
This is a network debut. This is a world premiere. World premiere. First time you've ever heard this. This is the Outcast podcast theme song coming to you live.
Terrible.
Here we go.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
All right, here we go. Let me get it ready. And here is the beat. This is a beat produced by our very own Tomcat Beats. Yeah. It's the Outcast theme song. If you don't know,
better
now you know.
Talk to him, son. Yeah. Talk to him.
Yeah, it's Gentry, Tomcat, Memphis, Ramo G, four voices in the mix, radio's new spree, four corners of the world where cultures collide, big radio stars with nothing to hide, diverse as the beats that bump in the night, disagree on the daily, but one thing we unite, good weed is the creed in high supply, the Outcast podcast, where the truth supply.
We're not as cool as we think, our vibe's unique, different.
What the fuck just happened to my song? All right, pick up verse two.
I wanted to do it in a high voice.
Like, what?
All right,
pick up verse two. All right, ready?
Very high.
Go, Tomcat.
Engage in conversations, never miss a beat, taking life, music, the streets, and the heat. Mm. Ramo G with the jokes, keeping the vibe light. Memphis with the stories from morning till night. Mm. Tomcat's the thinker, philosopher, and kind. Gentry's got the insights that'll blow your mind. Different backgrounds, but the same soundtrack. The Outcast podcast, where we don't hold back.
Yeah, we clash like titans of pains in the storm, but find pieces in a leaf where our truths are born. Broadcasting waves, reaching every shore. The Outcast podcast, what you've been waiting for. Bitches! Yeah.
So tune in, light up, let your mind be free with Gentry, TK, and Ramo G. Got my boy Memph in the house doing his thing. Big stars on the radio, setting your speaker aglow. The Outcast podcast, baby. Now you're part of the show.
Can we do the hook again? The hook was great.
Yeah. We totally fucked that up.
Yeah, you want, all right, here we go. All right. One,
we're gonna really do it.
No, we're not as cool as we think, but our vibes are unique.
Different streets, same beat, and the words of the street. My woman. All
right, I'm shutting off everybody's mic.
Thank you.
I'm trying to read this.
I think we need to work on it.
I told you that.
Hey, you know what? Not bad for a first. This is a first. This is a first. This is a first draft. You know
that was funny.
Yeah, first one out the gate. You know what I mean? We did it on the fly. We're true professionals.
Who was it?
That was written by artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it was. I don't like AI.
That was actually the most intelligent part about it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Sorry.
Let's go from one dumb thing to another.
Okay. I like it.
There we do it.
How about we have a dumb police officer.
Okay.
This is
one?
Not too many days ago, just a couple days ago. This is a body-worn camera footage that we have. It was released. It shows a Florida deputy who's mistaking a fallen acorn, of all things. It struck, you know when an acorn hits like the top of your,
yeah, and it's,
top of your car?
And it goes, dink. He thought it was a bullet hitting a cruiser.
Yeah. Really?
Info, you know.
Yeah, so he all of a sudden, we have the footage, but once he hears this sound, he drops to the ground looking like Paul Blart,
and
the mall
from
cop.
What I understand, he ends up shooting his own suspect who's in the car. He's in his car. He lights up his own car and shoots the guy who he has arrested who's sitting in the car.
Great
that
police work there, Lou.
That is such a Florida thing to do.
Yeah.
Can we roll the tape?
Yeah, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Here's the footage.
Oh.
What the hell is he? This he rolling downhill, man. Look at this.
Now he's getting ready to shoot. Boom! Fire! Shots fired.
Shoots his own car to shit. Because the shots got to be coming from out of his own car.
What the fuck is he doing?
Low info, idiot. Nope.
He's laying on the ground like he's taking all kind of different prong positions. He's laying on
his
side.
He's reloading. He about to reload.
Is he crawling?
He got another clip. Did he get hit?
No, he's not hit. But listen. But listen, in his defense, I will say, man, that's a hard ass job. And if I think somebody's shooting at me, I'm gonna fucking.
Okay, calm down, Tom.
Yes, please, calm
fucking
down. Calm down.
Yeah. Somebody's throwing acorns.
This motherfucker, he was like, he was looking like he was in a doggone one of them video games and shit, laying on the concrete, shooting sideways. He knew, man. I'm glad. Well, I hope they fired his punk ass.
Why he thought his own car was attacking him?
Right. That's the person. So wait a minute. The suspect, whoever is in the goddamn back seat,
lawsuit.
Is in the back seat,
lawsuit.
And he shoots up the goddamn
lawsuit.
Car with the person. Oh. Listen, I hope they fire his
punk ass.
How do you
shoot the outside of the car from the inside
of the car? Who do you
think
is calling them first? Morgan and Morgan or
Benjamin Crump?
Yeah.
Yep. Somebody getting to him first. Yeah, man, they about to shut that police department down. Dumbass cop.
I'll say it.
That's stupid.
As far back as I can remember,
they need to be trained better.
Yes, they do, man.
That's all you can say.
That's some old pussy shit, man.
You got to be trained better than that.
I mean, he could have killed that person in that car, and how would they explain that to his family? Like, think about it. How would they be
probably
like explain
this.
That to his family?
To show that beautiful bean footage. Right.
Like, fuck that,
it
man.
It was an
like,
acorn, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's the shit
you want me to do.
That's the shit that pissed me off. I don't like that shit.
We got attacked by an oak tree.
Yeah, a motherfucking acorn fall and hit your ass, and you rolling on the goddamn ground like you in a damn clown and shit.
There's a part at the end of that video where there's a person next to him that's like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah!
He's trying to reload
the clip. Did you see him crawl? He low crawling and shit. All on the concrete with his gun, low crawling like, motherfucker, go join the army.
Oh, man.
Weak ass.
I have some of the facts from the story. It says here that the deputy responded to a theft call. He patted down and handcuffed and secured the suspect, put them in the back of the patrol car. The victim was the suspect's girlfriend. She showed up responding to deputies, and she showed a photo of the suspect holding a silencer, suggesting that he may have had a firearm.
Oh.
But if it had a silencer on it, you wouldn't have heard it. You
know, well, he's
in custody.
I think he heard the bullet hit the cruiser. Because when an acorn would hit the top of your cruiser, it might sound like a bullet hitting your cruiser from a. Now, if he thinks there's a silencer, you wouldn't hear the report from the gun. You would just hear the bullet, punk, hit the cruiser. So in his mind, maybe
right. But here's the thing. Who the fuck is in the back of the car?
But why shoot the cruisers, Michael?
That's what I'm saying.
I would
somebody,
be shooting the tree
there's
line.
Somebody, listen,
anyways, I'm not trying to second guess this guy.
The
obviously, it's the hardest job in the
under
world.
Arrest.
And thank God for the men and women in uniform. Yes.
Who do it, but they need more training.
Yeah.
They need to redo it all over.
That right there, that.
Yeah,
that,
I got agree. I have to agree with that.
That's what I'm like.
That.
Man, fuck, listen. He bought
guys, there may
fired.
Be acorns out there.
Like he unloaded it. Like it
twice,
wasn't even
though.
Like he popped and didn't notice nobody else was shooting back. Like
he emptied the clip twice.
I think you may have hit it, Ramo. Yeah. He probably should have assessed the situation before firing
all of the bullets he had. A little bit, just a hair. Just hold
I
on.
I gotta shoot every damn bullet I got on me, and then I'll check things out.
He was counting clips like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, right, man, fuck that. No,
that's dangerous.
I don't like that shit.
That's dangerous.
I guess the biggest thing is what can we learn from this moving forward? Like what to cops? You know, you hear a sound, you can't be quick on the trigger finger. Luckily, no one got seriously hurt during this, and
no one got shot.
I don't believe. Yeah, somebody got shot. The dude in the back seat in handcuffs.
He probably got hit.
The handcuff suspect inside the car was not struck.
Okay, great. Sorry about that.
Well, good. Well, either way, he's still suing the ass because he was in the goddamn car. He could have got hit.
What about those brake lights?
He definitely shit his pants.
And you know it. Imagine sitting in the back of the damn police car. At one point in time, we all been in the back of one. And next thing you know, the police car, you sitting in. And you hear something go, pink, pink. You're like, what the fuck is that? Like, these are somebody shooting up this goddamn car while I'm in it. And then you find out the person drives the car is shooting at the car with you in it.
That's comical.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is going national viral.
Oh, Florida man, folks.
Well, that video is viral. Is it? That's where it is. We usually see them once they're already viral.
That's a very local thing to do.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is.
Except for that naked guy one. That was mine.
That was you, huh? That was all you. All you. Yeah, it was. Did he come from your house?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Let's move on to our next topic. Killer Mike has been making big headlines by winning Grammys. He also made headlines for assaulting a security guard at the Grammys and left with some handcuffs. But he said that all of his heroes have been in handcuffs, so why not him? And he was on one of the shows, and during a recent interview, he said something that has a lot of people talking. If we can roll the tape from the truck, this is Killer Mike here.
The View.
I'm not hearing anything. You're going to have to turn your audio on. Do you have the audio on the video? We'll have to check to see. It looked like a clip from The Breakfast Club.
Well, audio.
Here it is. Do we have it?
That's when it comes to marriage. You should marry a black woman. Because who's going to understand me like a black woman? Who's going to understand
That's not him talking. That's somebody talking about what he says.
Who's going to understand culturally
That's him talking.
How important it is for my black children to be proud to be black? Even when she didn't birth these children, she's still their mother. Nobody's going to do that like a black woman. Yeah. Nobody's going to. Mm-hmm. And that's not putting down other people, but that's say before you criticize me now.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at your life decisions.
Yeah.
And if you know what I'm saying, and if your life decisions didn't bring you to a black woman, then a lot of the shit you say might not be accredited with me. So I got a critic. You know, I got a critic. I know this nigga don't like me.
That's right.
I know this nigga don't like me. I don't act like this nigga like me. You know what I'm saying? This nigga been accused of all kind of fucked up shit. But when I seen that nigga wife, when I see this nigga again, I'm putting. So when I say I married a black woman, Walter Williams said.
Let's roll the tape back from the beginning because we missed the beginning part. How did he start?
There's only one case he agreed with in terms of segregation. And people are like, well, what is that? Because you've been free thinking. You're over here writing conservatives. And he says, that's when it comes to marriage. You should marry a black woman. Because who's going to understand me like a black woman? Who gonna understand my pain, my strife, my struggle? Who's going to understand culturally how important it is for my black children to be proud to be black? Even when she didn't birth these children, she's still their mother. Nobody's going to do that like a black woman.
Yeah.
Nobody.
So this is Killer Mike on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it was Breakfast Club.
I have a friend of mine, Jay Van, who has been married to he's a black guy who has been married to a black woman. And then he got a divorce and he married a white woman. And he was opening up to me a few months ago and saying that he really hated the way people in his neighborhood, in his community treated him. Because since he married a white woman, they have tried to strip him of his credibility. He feels as though, like, as if he can't stand on what he thinks in the black community because he married a white woman. And he seemed pretty upset by it when he was opening up to, I think Tomcat was around too when he was doing it. And just seems like we've come so far that people wouldn't be saying these type of things. And this guy just won Grammy Awards and... you know, people respect his opinion, so that's why we're listening to him. But I just think that maybe there's some ignorance there because I feel like if you fall in love with somebody, you shouldn't be falling in love with them just strictly because of a certain color. It's my opinion. Anybody else got an opinion on it?
Tomcat.
He's black.
That's all you got to say?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. It kind of sounded like you. No, it wasn't. Oh, did you hit it?
He's black.
I think that's
what I got to say is this. If you do what you want to do, you want to stay day within your race, great. But I don't think you should look down on other people for loving who they love. So there's that. That's it. That's all I'll say.
I'd have to say I'm pretty much on board.
Same thing with white folks. Yeah, same thing with everybody. You know, if you want a day within your race, great. But don't go, you know, looking at people.
How you feel. Whatever makes you happy, do. But don't, like Tomcat saying, whatever somebody else does, allow them to be happy in doing that as well.
And when you reach out and start telling everybody else who to love, then you're just, who are you? Who are you to tell other people who to love, who to allow to raise their children?
What's right for you is not right for everybody.
Right.
I
understand what he's saying.
As someone that's in an interracial marriage, I get what he's saying.
Sure. I hear what he's saying.
I get what he's saying and why he's saying it. I totally understand that.
Sure.
However, you know, I guess nobody has ever stepped to me or my wife about our union, you know. Maybe because people know how we are. You know, we don't give a shit. It's me and her. We ride or die.
That's how Dirty Red is with his wife. I know them very well, and they're like peas in a pod. They're like Batman and Robin. Those two are meant for each other. So, you know, it's an interracial relationship, but I don't really see that. You know, I'm sure they don't see it, but, you know, so, and, I totally understand what he's saying, that there are things that black people will understand about raising their own children.
Absolutely.
You know, I get that.
It's also like,
but our culture is so intertwined now. It's kind of hard to.
It really is. I think there is a lot of ignorance on all sides, because you have Asians that don't want to marry outside the race, and Latin
100% they do that.
So it's prejudice in
everywhere,
all cultures. But listen,
agreed.
Isn't the way to get rid of that, though, to allow people to have families together, to love?
Eventually,
they say that love
eventually
breaks
that's
down
what happens.
All walls and barriers.
Sure. Well,
and if you allow people to just love and procreate,
I like procreating.
Usually, if you have kids, your kids usually kind of go to the people that you most dislike. Usually, they have a relationship with someone that you most dislike,
or that you try to.
I think a lot of fathers can
agree
with that.
Yeah, you know,
just people in general.
Dads out there, they always bring home that kid that you were like.
My son's cool.
Whoever the universe send to you. And regardless of, she could be from your neighborhood, she could be from the suburbs, she could be from another country, or whoever. That's who
makes you happy,
brings you that joy and peace and happiness, and that person that you can build a life with and not force, and is natural. Then that's you won. Because listen, there are more people in this world right now that are like pygmies, and they're looking for something. They want somebody to come home to every day. You know what I'm saying? If your mate is white, black, or whatever,
it don't matter.
You know what I mean? It's Muslim and you a fucking Jew. So what?
Muslim, he said.
Yeah, like so what?
Getting looks when you're out? Because I have a friend of mine
who
we all know who plays ball with us. He married a black woman. He's a white Jewish guy from New York, and he claims when he goes out. When he goes out with his wife, sometimes he gets looks, and he can feel like people staring at him.
I would tell him, like, look here, man. For real. Look, where my camera? Right here? I'm like, look, fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
That's your lady. You know what I'm saying? You be proud to stand with her. She proud to stand by you.
Those people are probably other white dudes that are like...
jealous.
Yeah. Some of them jealous, like, oh, she's a...
No, they're giving them the thumbs up. They're like, yeah.
Like, oh, she's a race traitor or all the other bullshit. Or, man, you ain't black enough or whatever. Like, you lost your black card. Motherfucker, please, I will bust your head.
I don't think white people are like that. I think if other white people seen a white guy with a black woman, they're thinking, that guy's got it.
I'm gonna disagree, he must have it
in some communities, but I think that goes in both ways. Like in some communities, interracial relationships are just fine. In a lot of families, most families now, I would even argue that it's really not that big a deal.
But
I'm pretty sure you can find on all sides there are certain sects that do not look fondly upon it.
In
the Jewish community, I have a Jewish guy friend and a girl friend who's Jewish, and both of them tell me that their parents push on them.
Jewish people.
Marry a nice young Jewish boy. Yeah. Get a nice young Jewish man.
Come get some of this duck meat, girl.
Jewish families,
they put a little seasoning on ours.
They do have a lot of traditions, and like, so they would be accustomed to their they want somebody who's accustomed to their traditions, maybe, because they do. Like, especially during Hanukkah and shit like that.
Right. Hanukkah?
You got to bring somebody in. You got to teach them all your traditions and shit, where I would think that might be kind of fun.
It's cool. You want to learn about each other's backgrounds and stuff like that, because if you're going to be a blended family.
But you think everybody else.
And you have children. You got to think about that. You know, you have kids, you know.
I enjoy being in an interracial relationship. Like,
Our
races aren't like that far apart. She's, you know, Italian mostly. I'm Hispanic, Puerto Rican 100%. So, I mean, we're different, but not extremely different. But I'm a huge fan of the food and the culture, and she is as well, you know, on the other side. And I think we kind of celebrate each other, and our kids enjoy it. And hell, I procreated with white women.
You show her the tacos, she shows you the hot dogs. You know how that goes?
Boom.
Oh, wait a minute. Boom. It's backwards.
American A.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's move on to something new.
Tortillas.
There's a football game that we've all been waiting for, at least most of us. The countdown is on for the first major college football video game to come out in more than a decade. If you used to play the college football game back in the day, you know what you have been missing the last 10 years. I love playing the EA Sports.
Yes.
It's in the game. The college football games were great, the pageantry of the teams, and there was a problem because the players got upset.
I think it was
Ed Bannon was the UCLA. Ed O'Bannon, the UCLA player.
Yeah, he was badass too.
He filed a suit to where, you know, I used to play the game, and I liked playing at one point with the Gators when it had Tim Tebow because he was unstoppable on the game. You knew it was Tim Tebow on the screen. It said number 15. You were a left-handed quarterback for the Gators, but they never identified Tebow. And I once interviewed Tim, and he told me never got a dollar from that, never got a dollar from his jersey sales. At the games, he did pretty well for himself, but a lot of these players, they use their name and likeness in these video games for all these years, and the players couldn't get paid. Well, now we all know that the rules have changed, so now the game is going to come out, and the players, if they're going to use their likeness, they will get paid, which is going to be exciting, not only for us as fans to play the game, but also for the student athletes that are going to get paid. We do have a clip here of the video game.
That look like the Rose Bowl, man.
Here we go, rolling.
That is the Rose Bowl.
Teaser for the game. Coming back, baby.
Okay.
Got something special for y'all.
And we just got pulled from YouTube.
Love Dayball fans from the Big House to the Bayou, from Carolina to California.
I'm getting the jerseys ready.
It's about college football.
Yes, sir.
We know you love it. Us too. The rivalries, comebacks, the traditions and superstitions built by generations. There's nothing like it. Turns out, we've been building too.
Oh, 2025.
Yeah. Is that Neyland Stadium I just saw? Oh, shit. Yeah. Go Vols, baby.
The predictions, the doubts.
Game ain't coming out this year.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, we've been talking shit because they've been teasing it.
Let's just say this ain't the only jersey we've been working on.
Oh, that's badass,
man.
The game this sport deserves.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because pretty soon, this place will be full again.
Damn, I can't wait to not play that.
That's okay. We won't miss you.
Cue the crowd noise. Here it comes. Yeah, it's really happening. College football.
Boy, I'm so excited.
College football 2025. I guess it's coming out this summer. I mean, we're talking only like 5-6 months away. The game should be coming.
Hell yeah! So right before Christmas for college football season to start.
You think it'll come before?
Oh yeah. So if it's in the summertime, yeah. Hmm. So the season kicks off in what, late August, something like that. So yeah. Probably like July maybe.
Early September, yeah.
Oh man, look. Now I got to find some time to do that.
You popped a boner.
So you won't play the game, TK?
Nah, I hate those sports games.
Why?
Well, I used to like the old basketball game. He's on fire. That one I fucking love.
The one where you go to the corner and shoot the three-pointer all day and it never misses?
Well, the one where they get on fire and they go down, then they have the big heads and shit. That one I like.
Yeah, that was fun.
He's on fire, yeah.
Listen, I got tormented since I was a kid with Madden. My fucking friends had Madden. I wanted to play Altered Beast. They wanted to play Madden. And it all started there. And ever since then, I've had to sit for hours and watch them play Madden. I got next.
What about Tecmo Bowl? You never played Tecmo Bowl?
Tecmo Bowl. Yeah. Oh, man.
I remember it.
That was a good one.
Ready.
Bo
down.
Jackson.
Hood.
But sports games all kind of like end up being the same thing. You're just trying to like move up and down the field until you can get into the end zone.
Yeah. It's called competition. Sports.
Yeah.
I know, but other video games, cooler. The boards, you do more stuff. And it's kind of the same thing, only you jump and run and throw things, but you go other places.
Like Ninja Gaiden.
So it's more fun. But sports games, you're just kind of in this little box. Run, jump, dribble.
Yeah. I used to play with the Chicago team.
Yeah, they were good.
Remember the slow motion dunk when you'd be able to dunk and they go and replay? Like, damn. Or when you miss it, bang.
Well, let's talk one more sports story here before we wrap up our sports talk. The NBA All-Star Game took place this past weekend. And
did it.
Some people are complaining that they need to change the game and that the players aren't trying. And we had a huge score. I don't know if you saw the final score. It was 211.
There he is, Birdman.
To 186. 211 points scored by the East. And they beat the West 211-186.
See, that shot's not fake, the shot they do from the corner. That there was in real life.
So all they're doing is just taking jump shots.
Nobody's playing defense at all.
Like, it's terrible. Like, I wouldn't even waste my money.
It's just like the video game.
It don't look like all the people in the stands or is they got the lights
They
dark.
Turned the lights off. This was in Indianapolis. One note, you mentioned Larry Bird. Him and the player from Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics, he met Larry Bird for the first time.
From St. Louis.
Yeah, and of course, Indianapolis, home of the Pacers, home of Larry Bird there. He's from Indiana. Although he played for Boston.
French Lick, yeah.
But I thought some of the festivities were exciting. The dunk contest was it's not like the good old days in the dunk contest.
Never will be again.
But the good news for the NBA is the ratings were actually up this year. Now, not as good as they used to be back in the 90s.
Definitely not.
I mean, the greatest All-Star game I thought was 1992 when Magic Johnson had been out because he announced that he had HIV and he had AIDS.
When he came back.
And then the good old days.
He came back and they let him play in the All-Star game. And I remember it was a big deal. Like some people were thinking, oh, what happens if he bleeds on Michael Jordan or something? What happens?
Right.
What happens if they run? And all the players, it was nice to see when they were playing. Back in those days, you know, HIV was really scary. It still is.
Fuck
but
yeah.
To have this guy out here competing, and in the 90s, they still competed.
But
they weren't even worried about getting HIV back in those days in the 90s. They're like, let's get out here and let's play and let's
compete.
That's
when the NBA was the NBA, when they knock on your
ass. Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt. They were definitely falling back.
Yeah,
right?
They whoop your ass back in the day.
In all reality.
Don't go to the hole, motherfucker.
Hep C was probably a much bigger threat.
Probably
for
syphilis.
Everyone. Well, if you're banging and you're exchanging blood and shit, Hep C's.
Good Lord.
They probably
what kind of sadistic shit are you into?
All the
a
booty
lot of people have it.
All the booty those guys are getting, they probably a lot of them had some Hep C. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they got all kind of clap.
We were talking about a wrestler that used to cut his head back in the day. Jeter was telling me he cut his head.
Abdul the Butcher.
And he ended up
Abdul the Butcher
just to make it look more real. And then he ended up cutting this other guy's head. And that guy sued his ass because he got Hep C and he said he got it from the razor that Abdul had cut him with.
He did, yeah.
Sued him for $2.5 million.
So the Hep C shit's everywhere.
Damn.
Well,
be careful.
Especially on your head.
Keep it in my pants.
Yeah, talk about it.
a lot of people are saying they should change the All-Star game, that it's just not competitive, that not as many people are. The ratings were up this year compared to last year, but they're still way down.
So what I understand, is these guys don't want to get hurt.
Whatever. Kobe Bryant said that they play tougher pickup games at UCLA than the All-Star game. Like, when Kobe Bryant stopped playing, they really got soft.
Well, those guys that were everybody I was just watching, they didn't even jump when he was going to go shoot. They look like me on the court. That's what I do. I walk over there and I stick my hand in the air, and I don't even jump.
It's like
so I know they ain't trying, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
The NBA got soft since Kobe left. It ain't been the same.
I'll give it to you.
Yep. Oh, well.
I don't watch it.
Here comes MLS. Get ready for it.
Soccer, yeah. Ain't we getting a local team?
Naples is supposed to be getting a team, I heard. But you still got the team in Tampa, right?
Rainbow's going to be out there waving the flag, boy.
They got one in Miami, too.
Well, yeah, and man, Orlando. They just the picked Orlando up City. Like a world-renowned player. Wasn't it Messi that they got down in Miami?
Yeah, that motherfucker always hurt, too, his old ass. He's coming to get a paycheck. I ain't mad at him.
Of course, yeah, sure. I would, too. Anybody want to hire me?
Yeah, you always say
that's a soccer player you're talking about, Messi.
I'll be hurt.
Yeah, Lionel Messi. The boy's true boy. He's nice.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
He's nice
ever.
He's an American soccer player.
No, he's Argentinian.
Yeah, Messi.
Messi.
How many people do you know named fucking Messi?
Yeah, you know Messi from Messi from Gary, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that Messi.
There's
some
people with some weird ass names in America.
M-E-S-I.
Now.
Well, yeah, of course, true. Hey,
I think it's double S. M-E-S-S-I.
Is there two S's?
Yeah, it's two S's.
Ramo's weird.
Let's move on to our next topic. I'm sure maybe you've copped a pair of Nike Air Force Ones. Maybe you've proudly showed off your Air Jordan.
I had two pair.
You did have two pair. Yeah. What about
look at my African American over here? Look at him.
What the fuck?
What about our Chuck Taylor All Stars?
I still rock them.
These are some of the most iconic sneakers in the history of basketball shoes and shoes that you wear. Now there is a new pair of shoes that's going to be available. We found this out at the Sneaker Con, where the Golden High Top sneakers, the Trumps, I don't know exactly what
they're called.
The Trumps.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
So,
these
Trumps are going
for
$399.
You know you want a pair of those T-Dogs.
What?
Look at them things.
I want to get them and use them to play out here.
Hold on.
They're $400.
For some Air Force frauds? What are you doing?
Now, there's a story I was going to put in my news, but I'll just talk about it now. That a Russian CEO won an autographed golden signed copy of those. And he put
how much?
He had a $9,000 bid, and there was like a whole bidding process.
A Russian oligarch?
Yeah. Russian CEO.
Putin's boy. Listen,
Roman Sharf.
You know what?
Founder of CEO luxury watch dealer. Luxury Bazaar walked away with an autographed pair of Trump's golden Never Surrender high tops.
For what?
Never Surrender!
Yeah, that's what the shoes are called. Never Surrender.
Not in those shoes, because then
you're
definitely
you don't want to steal your shoes.
You're definitely getting
these are $400 shoes.
Yeah, no surrender. Them new January 6th,
you
man.
Just tell them it's not
the
real
January
gold.
January 6th.
It's not real gold.
The insurrection.
The new J6s.
I don't like January the gold. 6th. I don't like the gold color.
Do we have the tape of Donald Trump at the Sneaker Con in Philadelphia? Here we go. Roll the tape.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
So thank you very much. And we have a few young ladies that are up here crying.
Like they're very shiny.
Look at you with the Trump 2024. Thank you.
Yeah,
Doug.
People were getting emotional at this thing.
Oh, he paid them to be there.
There's a lot of emotion in this room. Thank you.
Hear all the booze.
Thank you.
It's not booze, dude.
No, I hear booze.
So the really nice booze. Thing is we have lines, and I want to thank
you. You need it to be booze.
Can we listen to the damn
we
former
have lines
president?
Going all of lines. Thank you. So nice. So the really nice thing is we have lines, and I want to thank Chase, and I want to thank Alan. But we have lines going all around the block. They're going all around this block. They've never seen anything like this one.
That's one of his famous lines.
I just want to tell you, I've wanted to do this for a long time. I have some incredible people that work with me on things, and they came up with this, and this is something I've been talking about for 12 years, 13 years, and I think it's going to be a big success. Your influencers have been very positive. They've been real influencers, and they love it, and they love what we've done.
I just don't like the gold.
That's the real deal.
Make them white.
That's the real deal.
So you think about buying a pair?
The Never Surrender High Top sneaker.
Hey, you're going to find them on the rack in Ross real quick.
Yeah.
You're gonna be going
those are
going to
be collector's items.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Nah.
You guys got such TDS, man. Y'all are haters. They don't dry haters.
Yeah, no, I think they're awesome.
Right, and they indicted me.
think they great.
They did. Yeah.
Man, that, first off,
did. And it's all a bunch of bullshit.
You know what?
All the indictments are a bunch of bullshit. Well,
that's bullshit right there. Look, you should watch some real news.
I would believe it if he put those shoes on and walk around in them.
Yeah, let's not even talk about.
Are we
going to
keep playing the same samples over?
Yeah, is he going to put them on?
The gym shoes are honestly. I'll tell you this: if Nike put out a gym shoe that looked exactly like that, they probably won't.
He did
sell
steal
well.
Their design.
They wouldn't sell well. They're just they're too shiny.
Those
yeah,
are some ugly looking ass. Air he should. Force I mean, like,
if he wanted, if he was really serious about putting out a shoe, he should have. He's got the money,
regular
supposedly.
Color.
He should. Well, not regular. Just have a nice designer sit down with him and make like a nice shoe. Like
but why
a nice,
would he do that? Everything he done has been trash.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just giving my opinion.
Somebody gonna out wear them ugly ass shoes and don't
in Russia.
I hope you don't play basketball in them because you try to make a cut. Them shit's gonna bust inside open. You're gonna tear up your damn Achilles and shit. Fuck around and find out.
You should have had some Trump pumps, you know?
Some Trump.
That would have been fun.
Pumps. That's a really good
idea. See what I'm saying?
Insert jail cell sign.
No, he's
right
good
there.
If he gets the pump shoes.
No, hell no.
This newscast, our big newsman, Tomcat, is gonna give you the not so good news. But before that, we must thank our sponsor. It's brought to you by BetterHelp. Online therapy, fast, easy, convenient. You get to pick your therapist. If you're not happy, you can swap out your therapist at any time for no additional charge. Just go to betterhelp.com/outcast and save 10% on your first month's therapy. Tomcat, what do you have for us today in
the
news?
Let's do the news then. This is the news for February 21st, 2024.
I like it.
We don't got any birthdays today that are worth mentioning, but on this day in history, bad news, 1965, Malcolm X was assassinated.
That's terrible.
Also, back on this day, actually yesterday in history, the Battle of Fort Myers, which is the city where we are now.
Interesting.
Very interesting, which was the southernmost land war in the Civil War, happened right here, downtown Fort Myers on 2nd Street.
Yes.
Right? Looking back about the Battle of Fort Myers, just 250 Union soldiers defended Fort Myers because they were blocking the cattle. We had all the cattle, and they were blocking the Confederate Army from getting the cattle. So the Union soldiers were here in Fort Myers, and they successfully defended 500 from 500 Confederate soldiers who were trying to get through here and take over the fort and get the cattle. So
that, like
that
another was L to me, and they won another one, huh?
The Battle of Fort Myers.
Awesome, man.
They won
that's
another
cool.
Civil
yeah.
War, huh?
It's fun to hear about, you know, where we live. There's a lot of history here.
That's crazy that happened right there on 2nd. They had two cannons and 500 soldiers and 250 Union soldiers were here in Fort Myers and held off Fort Myers.
That's
all
awesome.
Right, so on to my news. My first story is Madonna falls backwards on stage after a dancer mishap.
We got a video?
She handles it like a pro. Here's the video. Check it out. Pop stars laughing the fall off, which happened during a performance of Open Your Heart at her Seattle tour stop. I find this funny. The dude just kind of gets up and walks away. He's like, and she's good. Peace. Well, he does a little move, then he's like, peace.
Oh, that's a guy? I thought that was her.
I thought that was a chick.
It's a bag.
Well, I mean, Madonna got that old fake
easy
ass.
Now.
Have you seen her?
Don't be rude.
I think that was the right.
She got that fake BBL going on. She'd be all right.
Next video is pet shop attack. Police are looking for a woman who was caught on camera kicking puppies in their kennels and slapping a woman in the face who was on.
She's a cat
she
lady.
She was on holiday in New York. She was just standing in the puppy shop. And all of a sudden, this lady goes berserk in the puppy shop. I don't know if the video is going to come up here.
Is that a puppy? That's one ugly dog.
Here she
dog.
Goes. Boom.
What the fuck?
She smacked the camera, too.
Then she punches this lady who's just a tourist. Pow! Pow!
Slapped the shit out of her.
She could use better help.
And then,
yes, she can. She going to get it, though.
They're still looking for this lady. Pretty crazy, right?
Well, they better
that's
be
New
careful.
York City
might,
where that
she
happened.
Might smack them. No shit.
How do you fight somebody in puppy land?
All right, this is a wild story. A report from CBS News this week said the documents reportedly show Abraham Lincoln pardoned Joe Biden's great-grandfather after a Civil War-era brawl. Apparently, Joe Biden's great-granddaddy got into a brawl where he killed a dude And then they locked his ass up and were charging him with murder, long story short. And three guys petitioned Abraham Lincoln, generals petitioned Abraham Lincoln to let Joe Biden's great-granddaddy go, and he pardoned him and let him go.
Awesome.
Great-granddaddy, well, Joe Biden, Lucifer man. Jones, and Sifius Hunter Biden.
Now you know where he gets that killer instinct from.
My last story here is about the dunk contest. Oh. Mac McClung dunks over Shaquille O'Neal to win the 2024 NBA Slam Dunk Contest. This. And here's the dunk that wins the contest. He's actually won this 2 years in a row. This is the second year he's won it.
Gee,
and it's
why
pretty
you
cool because this guy's only 6'1". Shaq is 7'1". So this is a pretty wild dunk. And he got a score of 50 from all the judges, which is a perfect score for this dunk winning the contest.
Duke. Behind that back jam. He plays in the D League.
Nutsack, not touching the head. Touched his hands, though.
I guess they call it the G League.
He definitely got satchel on his hands right here.
A satchel. That was nice. Nice dunk.
That was.
People have done that before, though, jumped over Shaq. There was another player that did the same thing on the same night.
Was he 6'1"?
I don't know how tall the other guy was.
And was he?
Well, let's just jump over El Blanco? Shaq and win a dunk contest. Man, the dunk contest ain't shit. I like what Steph and Sabrina did, though.
The three-point?
Yeah, I watched some footage of that. That was dope. That was worth it. Yeah.
G could be in that.
It's wild, though, being 6'1 and winning the dunk contest. I'm 6'1.
Hey, Spud Webb won it.
I can't even get near the rim.
You can, you can barely touch the net.
Dude, 6'1, my height, winning the dunk contest.
He likes to play more to the ground.
White men can't jump, so they say, well apparently he can't because Matt McClung, he's a white boy. He
got up. He got some ups. He got up.
You might have to wear some of them weighted.
We're going to have to check him for that Neuralink thing.
Have you ever seen, I don't know if back in the truck we could find this quickly, but Spud Webb won the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah, Spud Webb.
Was he like 5'3"? Like,
look up the 1986 dunk contest.
5'1", 5'3"?
Spud Webb.
No, he was like 5'5".
5'7".
5'7"? Oh,
that's
he's about my height.
He was the shortest player in NBA history to win the dunk contest.
There he is.
5'7", Spud Webb. Look at that. This guy is 5'7", and watch him. Look at these ups. How does he do that?
Like, got some serious ups.
1986, when he won the dunk contest. 5'7". Look at those hops.
I remember, though, Michael Jordan, like, jumping from, what, the free throw line?
Yeah,
that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, in my office. That picture signed in my office.
If you ever had a pair of Jordans, that's the logo.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, he beat Dominique Wilkins that year.
Which was his teammate.
And Dominique was not...
Yeah, the
lightweight, dude.
Yeah, the human highlight reel.
He was not lightweight.
That is nuts. Yeah, that's nuts.
That's
so
crazy.
So 6'1", the guy that just won it is 4 inches taller than
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb.
Yeah, that's crazy,
5 inches taller.
Hey, man, it's all, if you believe you can do it, you want to do it, I don't know.
I believe I can fly.
Agreed.
Or you can get your leg, you can break your own legs and get them extended like that one goofy-ass dude. Y'all hear about that? The dude that broke his own legs, they got extensions.
Yes.
And this motherfucker like 7'4" or whatever the hell.
Dumbass.
Some weird ass.
Doing the stanky leg. Well, doing the stanky leg.
I remember that
his
song.
His leg break, it's going to stank. Yes,
ouch.
It will. Yes, it will. Ouch.
That's going to do it.
On it.
We're wrapping it up here. Another episode of the Outcast podcast in the can.
We never wrap it up when we're in the can.
Where's our song? Let's do our song. Lost my paper.
We're the Outcast podcast. We did fucking do it.
I was really looking forward to that hook, too, man.
I think we need to work on our hook.
I
thought we was going to get it the second time. Apparently not. Not today.
Personally, I feel like the white guy was the most on beat. It would be me.
Time
you
out.
Did good. You did good. Well, he was over there practicing for like an hour.
Not only that, you were the only one that got to do it a few times before we actually.
I got to do it one time before.
It was more than once.
We didn't get a chance.
The white guy, the best
it.
Rapper, once again, Eminem, number one rapper.
Terrible. I don't know. I think I flowed pretty far.
We're going to extract that.
I thought my flow was dope. What's up?
See you next week. God's will.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.